It is the BBK Unplugged podcast. We are having a conversation along with my colleagues as we are there with Orlando Pirates coach Jose Riviero.
My name is Peter Musimane. You are listening to Sports Life with the legendary BBK.
Coach, give me a smile. Are you good?
I'm good.
Yeah, I know. Had a good trip in Spain. Everything went well in terms of your preparations and camp?
Definitely, yes. It's been a good time for our players to again have the opportunity to find themselves in a different environment, have the opportunity to compete against top sides, having the chance to spend time in some amazing facilities to do our job. So a good preparation, tough one, I have to say, but at the same time, the same way that the season is going to be for us.
Yeah.
So definitely a very good 2 weeks.
Okay, so last season, this time we were sitting in this very same spot, looking ahead to the previous season, and you said we needed to be more consistent, comparing it to your first season, because then you had started the season very well, but midway, the plane sort of like got into turbulence, and then towards the end, you finished very strongly. What are you going to do this time around to make sure that it doesn't happen? Because another thing happened the same way last season as well. There was not a consistent push throughout the season. With the Betway Premiership coming up, what's the plan?
Well, if we define consistency before, I think can be a good thing. It's about have the capacity to replicate our best performance every day. Not only in the competition, it's also in the training ground. Something that we used to do very well. Something that we used to do very well when the game is life or death game. But sometimes we have our bad days in spaces where we are not supposed to have it. So we know that this game, especially when we talk about a competition like a league, 30 games, is not about be better than the top teams only. It's about make sure that when you travel to the ground of someone who is struggling in the league, maybe, or didn't manage to win or to win consistently, it's not going to be against Pirates when you can have a good day and get 1 point or get 3 points on the day. We know it. We know that the beginning of the season is very, very important. The last two seasons, luckily for us, we have the opportunity to be involved in semifinals, in finals as well early in the season. And I think it's not an excuse, but it's a fact that it was a distraction for all of us. We changed the focus to those big games and we didn't manage to play at the same level
when it came to the league.
Exactly. So we know it. We definitely know that we lost the opportunity to fight for the title in the league early, straight in September, October, November. I think we were immediately too far. And that's our objective this season, that we don't speak about competitions. We just speak about Pirates competing, and we're going to try to be our best each and every game.
You speak about going to teams that are not doing well in the league and not getting the points. One thing that comes to mind is Cape Town Spurs. They took 4 points from you. The one game was a draw, and their only second win in the league came against Orlando Pirates. Surely it's something that you do not want to see a repeat of. And also at the same time, one of the noticeable things in the last two seasons has been the number of draws. Last season was 8 draws. If you get wins in all of those, it's 24 points. and you look at what you had to lose 24 points to what you had, it could have been closer in terms of the gap between yourself and the eventual winner, Sundowns.
Yeah, without doing the maths, I think definitely we cannot excuse ourselves. We must be there. I'm not saying that we must win, but we must compete. We have a squad, we have the resources, we have everything in order to be there until the final games. Then, you know, we're playing against good opponents. I'm sure this season is not going to be only about one team, probably not only about two teams in that fight. I wish it could be nice for the league that there's more than one or two teams.
That would be great.
Absolutely. And I think it's the way it's going to be, or maybe it's just my hope. What I'm sure is that we will be there, definitely. And it's our obligation.
Yeah.
And again, winning in the end is a tough task, very tough. But we need to understand that the PSL needs that competition, needs Pirates there in the last stages of the season fighting for the title. Like I said, hopefully more teams involved. And we know it. We are really conscious about it and responsible at the same time.
Sure. Twice bridesmaids. The first season, your maiden season, was 16 points. Last season was 23 points. Is the gap increasing between yourselves and Sundowns, because Sundowns sort of like have a way of getting better, even when they are not playing at their level, still not able to lose matches? They almost did the invincible last season. Or is the case of the Pirates getting bad at a time when they are not at their best, they are not able to push themselves to be able to get the points? What is your analysis on that?
Statistically, historically, I think 60 points gives you a league in PSL.
Yeah.
And we're talking about one side that managed to go to the 73 the last season. And, and that's a fact. They put in the bar very high. So that's one of the reasons. When we start here together, our first season, we managed to get 54. With 54, we couldn't even dream about getting the title. So it's a fact that we need much more competition in the league. It's not good for the league that one team is going over 60 points or 60-something.
Becomes a famous league.
It's not a good symptom. So it's not only about Pirates, I think. It's about everybody else to be more competitive, to put more resistance to that domination, and we're going to play our part as well. We're facing that kind of resistance in each and every game. Every team who's playing Pirates is looking for, you know, having a good day and very motivated. Like you said, we dropped last season. We lost fair enough. We lost 5 points against Cape Town Spurs. We lost also 5 points against Richards Bay,
yes.
The two teams who occupy the last two positions in the league. It's not by chance. It's not by chance. And without taking any credit from our opponents, they were better than us on the day with their own plans.
Sure.
But we must be ready to counteract that kind of approaches as well, and make sure that that's the difference, or was the difference the last season with the champion, that even in a bad day, they can capitalize enough and make sure that the 3 points are in the back. And that's our aim.
There's a thing here, Coach. When we look at Pirates, historically, there's been an element of being notorious in terms of signing a lot of players at the beginning of the season, having released a lot of players also. But I'm noticing a new pattern in terms of the purchasing of players. I'm seeing Pirates under Jose buying players that they need for specific positions, as opposed to buying talent that is out there. Tell me more about that.
Well, to be honest, the scouting and the players recruitment, it's not only Ribeiro decision or philosophy. We have a big structure behind us, and a strategic plan as well, to not only think about the current season, it's also about the upcoming seasons and how difficult it is to find talent in the market, in our own market. And not difficult, but it requires, you know, a certain amount of analysis and risk at the same time.
Yeah.
When you,
there are no guarantees.
Players, there's no guarantees, especially with the young players. And it's where we are putting the focus more than ever, in my opinion, in the young talents, players who are not only talented, they are also with that ambition to improve the club history, their own history as well, but players who wants to be and not players that they were already.
I see that improvement when you're talking about that. As you're listening to the PBK Unplugged podcast, we're having a conversation with Coach Jose, with my colleague Sazi Adebe. Those players that you've come in, that you brought in, Emma Swangani comes to mind, playing at SuperSport United, but comes to Orlando Pirates and he becomes player of the season. He becomes an influential player in the team itself. He gets recognized for Bafana. Your colleague at Bafana, Hugo Bruce, says he sees him as a successor to Themba Zwane, the guy he calls the magnet of the team. Talente also comes in and is pushing. Kabelo Dlamini is stepping up as well in terms of the way he's playing those free kicks. You spoke brilliantly also about Yomo Nabule Saleng and when he's in the mood, the things he can do. Rebohile Mofokeng last season, promising player, Nedbank Cup, young best player in the league, gets his Bafana debut. A lot happening in the space of a short time for a 19-year-old. They seem to be becoming part of the core that is pushing Pirates forward. How does that make you feel, and where do you see them going in terms of taking Pirates to the challenge of making sure that it does not become a one-horse show in terms of Sundowns running away with the league?
I think they have a mission. The young players, the ones that you mentioned, different stages, but somehow making the first steps in football, in professional football, in a football that really matters, because there's a lot of people looking what we do, and the players are not an exception. People is really following them, and there's a decent amount of pressure as well. But I think the guys so far, they are just concerned about playing football, having fun. That's what they express on the field every time they have the opportunity. They have the talent, and what we try is to create a space for them where they can do exactly that. They can express themselves, they can show their football, we can play with their strengths, we can play for their capacities, and that's what we do as a technical staff, as a technical team. That's what we do as a club as well, and that's why we appreciate a lot that talent. I think we have, it's not the same generation, but let's say that we have a really good generation in the team of talented players who are performing very well at the same time. We are not a team that depends or relies too much in only one of our players. And as long as we can keep that form of our key players, other ones who are coming, trust me, when these guys are performing in this level, is because there's a group of players also pushing so hard in trainings and really looking for their own space as well, that sooner than later will come.
Which then brings me to the other question before I allow my colleague to come in. It's a squad of 38.
It's
42. Listen, we missed out on some others. Clearly, these are top players. These are professionals, people who want to run on each and every blade of grass for each and every match. There's competition. I think one of the major roles for you will be then to try and make sure that you keep, especially those who are not playing, happy, so that there are no seeds of discontent. How do you navigate that? How do you manage all these big personalities? Some of the things that we saw in the documentaries that are being shown in public with Orlando Pirates, the tensions, you know, amongst players at halftime, be it Kogi and Maswangani. How do you handle all of that? Firstly, the ones who are not playing and making sure that they are part of the team. And also when those tensions arise amongst these big personalities, your role as Jose and the technical team.
We are in a high-performance environment. We are in competition, and what you're mentioning is a problem without solution, in my opinion. If I tell you, no, there's a way to manage those, there's no way. It's about everybody understanding their role in each and every moment of the season, understanding why we are here, why we were recruited from the club in our roles, with the opportunities that we get to try to help the club to get more trophies, to play good football, be patient. From our side as a technical staff, me personally as a coach, I just try to be as fair as I can, understanding that being 100% fair in this business is just impossible. So the first thing from their side and my own side as well is to accept that I cannot be 100% fair, accept that we're going to make mistakes, me as a responsible, but everything we do is because of the team, is because of the club. It's not thinking about any individual, not thinking about myself as a coach even. It's just to protect the team.
Talking about 42, it's quite a decent number, maybe enough for the competition, the five competitions that you play. You've just added the right back, Van Rooyen. What was the thinking behind it? Because you had a couple of players in that role. What is it that he will add to the team that you maybe you thought maybe was missing?
No, one more time. It's again, it's a club strategy. Pirates is not only Ribeiro as a main man or the only one. This is a big club. They are people who's making decisions in the club. They are thinking, you know, ahead. They are already, you know, far from this season. So the reality, if we speak about football only, is that we start the season with Taviso Levitso, with Taviso Monjane, with Bandil Eshandu in that position. Sandu is taking more time than what we expected to be back. Unfortunately, Leviso, he got injured in our last game in Spain. Not a minor one. He's going to be out for a while. And that's taking us to a scenario where we only have Taviso Monjani in that position. So we need another player there. Even though we have players, interesting prospects from the academy around, we have opportunities within the group of our players on loan, but Dino is giving us the opportunity to have a player who is ready to perform, who show already that he can make an impact in the PSL. He's used to win. He's used to compete for trophies already, coming from Stellenbosch, doing a fantastic job there with the rest of the team. And, you know, for us, it's a guarantee of immediate competition for the position, for the start 11, and the guarantee that whenever he's on the field, he's going to give us something else.
The left side of the defense, you mainly use Hoto most of the time. Mm. Are you happy with the backup there for the whole season?
Yeah, we have, like you said, Dion Hoto. We have our captain, Innocent Maela. Pase Kamako is really close to be back, so I think we have three players with huge experience in football, with different capacities. They are different profiles, but at the same time, that's the good thing, that we have different opportunities in that position. So there's no position actually in our squad where I can tell you that I'm not really happy with. No, I think we have numbers, we have quality, we have experience, and we have everything we need to succeed.
Gilberto is another one that obviously Bucks fans are looking forward to see playing. What is it that he will add to your strike force? Because we know that Mabasa, we know Makgopa. What is it that Gilberto is coming with?
It's a different profile than probably the rest of the forwards. Some similitudes with Monapule. He has the capacity to carry, he has the capacity to eliminate players in that way. He's a vertical player with capacity to go to the goal, versatile, left, right, quite fast. He's a player who can, you know, deal with duels, he can deal with the tough defenders as well. So he's an interesting prospect. He's settled in very, very well in the team, in the group, among the players, with the coaching staff as well. And one of the names that for sure is gonna help us this season.
And when is he likely to? Would like to see him actually in the night.
I hope soon. Yeah, there were, like everybody knows, some problems with the work permit to be registered, but it's gonna get sorted very soon.
Central defenders, you have expressed already happiness about your staff, but sometimes there's a thing that can be advanced as an argument in terms of you need that central pairing to be consistent. You need them to be used to each other. It's not a problem for you if Kobe gets injured. Sisane can come in and they can play alongside CBC. CBC can play with Denda. There's also Mthethwa there. But in terms of where you look at the stall, is that an area that concerns you that they have to change all the time? Or are you comfortable, as Jose, that all your players are at a level that when you call on them, they are ready to hit the ground running?
No, well, consistency also belongs to that space, that we have the capacity to repeat not our best star 11, but the star 11 that is working, you know. Anytime we have that opportunity, and it used to happen in the second part of the season, in the last two seasons, I think the team managed to show that capacity to replicate good performances and get the result. It goes without saying that for the players it's important as well to get used to play with each other. So in some certain positions, sectors, it's not always easy for them to change the couple, to change the communication, the understanding. It requires, you know, a little bit of time to get used to. But we have the opportunity every day in the trainings to reduce that gap, because we can use whichever combination we want to do in the training as well. So I cannot say that Sid is not used to play with Olisa, for example, even though right now Pepe and Olisa are the ones who are spending more time in competition. But everyone is ready to play with each other. We have, let's say, the core of the team who is used to play together, who is used to stay together. So, like I said, consistency in the start 11 is a good sign. It means that we are healthy, we are fit, we're winning. Yeah. So usually the best teams around the world, the best teams in Europe, we can all say, you know, the best start 11 of Real Madrid, you know, if everybody is all right. We can all say the best start 11 that probably Sundowns can put on the field as well. And Pirates, I think it's also in that
category. Yeah. And Lebohile, he had a chance to go overseas for trials, went to Wolves. What is the latest there? Are you planning on keeping him for the rest of the season, or some things are developing behind the scenes for him to
We are in football. You never know what's going to happen. Yeah. My vision of the situation is that Lebohile right now is available for myself, for the team. And we're going to use it in the best of his capacities anytime we have the opportunity, and he's fit and he's in a good moment, and whatever happens in the future for him, I think it's going to be something special. It's going to be special for ourselves as well, for the club. If it's happening, I hope it's the right decision, it's the right way for him and his family. And if it's not, I think the guy is going to be also loved here in Pirates, in Soweto, in our fan base. So, like I said, young talents, I think they must have the ambition always to get better and better and better, and not limit themselves, right?
Yeah, I see Mosele and Redopane are back now. And are you planning to use them this season, or you maybe again?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? We're talking about two exceptional players. Redopane is an excellent striker. Young one, he had a difficult season in Spurs with a lot of injuries and not continuity in the team, but we all know about his capacity. We're gonna try to help him in whichever way. And Mosele, we know Goodman very well. He's been with us in my first season, last season. Both sides decide to get along, to spend more time on the field, to play more minutes in Chipa United. I think he was probably the best player in the squad for the season, their squad. And now he's back. He's not ready. He's still injured. He got a bad one in the end of the season in Chipa. But I think that in the middle of this season, he will be again an important player for us.
Not many people have thought of Talente Bata just coming in from last season and becoming the player that he is, that we have now signed as a permanent Orlando Pirates player. I've seen him developing quite quickly. What is it that we have done, or maybe the talent was there?
No, it's the same that I said before. The players have the talent. We try to create a structure where the players can play with their strengths. We give them the confidence. We try to create a safe space for the players to express themselves, and we put them to play. If the player is good and you give the chance, and he's surrounded also good players in this team, you cannot forget that. You know, it's important, you know, that the people around is also making you better, even increasing your level as well. So those components are making possible that these talented players can shine.
You know, I mentioned the late Rose coach earlier on, and memory tells me that in those games, it's not as if Pirates were horrible or never arrived on the pitch. There were several chances that were created but never converted, at least from four I can remember. It should be a concern, because if you convert those chances, even though teams, which is also another challenge, seem to be able to score and equalize and those games end up in a draw, if you convert those chances, even if the other opposition team can score, the score is not going to be a draw. You still win the game. How are you trying to make sure that if, for argument's sake, Tsego Fatso doesn't convert in a particular game, goals are not only dependent on him? You did say earlier on that you don't want a Pirates that reliant on one individual. How do you solve the problem of creating so many but scoring so few?
Not conceding. So it's never been a concern for me, the amount of chances that we miss, as long as we still creating chances, because most of the times we're going to manage to put at least one on the net, if not two. But even in a day where you cannot manage to capitalize, or you capitalize too little, like one goal, you have to make sure that you're not conceding. And that's been one of our problems. We are a team that is taking a lot of risk. We playing with many offensive players in the start 11. We want to be on the ball. We leaving a lot of space behind us. And sometimes for the opponent, one transition, one long ball, one mistake in the clearance, maybe is enough to suddenly put the ball in the net. And that's where we need to be more solid, more, let's say, I don't know how to say, like more ugly sometimes to
more aggressive.
Yeah, to understand that the moment that we are leading is done. There's nothing else for the opponent on the day. Even if we don't look beautiful in some moments of the game, but making sure that the result is for us.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Champions League, coach. We are going to Madagascar playing this team. Any information about them? Any worries?
We have information enough, obviously, from the last season. It's a competitive side with a lot of speed up front, with capacity to create problems in transitions as well. Probably an unknown team for everybody, but for them it's an opportunity to make something special. They have not much to lose facing a team like Pirates. They can, you know, they can try to have a great day. It's a unique opportunity, and that's what it makes the opponents difficult in these type of games. Last season, we have an experience also in Comores with an unknown team, and we beat them after, I think, 93, 94 minutes. We scored the winning goal in that game. It was a rough game, difficult, low block. And like I said, we have to go there convinced and understanding how important this game is for the club. And I'm sure that if we are at the level that we were 2 weeks ago, we're going to be close to beat them.
And how important is it for Palace to start being the regular in the Champions League, the same way Sundowns are, especially not just for Palace and also maybe for South African football?
No, of course, it's one of the ambitions of the club. It takes time. It's not that you just do an eruption there and suddenly you find yourself in the final. I think the last season we were not at the level, even though in the games against Jwaneng Galaxy, I think we were not inferior than our opponent. We have a game in Orlando that we should have finished the game with a clear advantage, but again, it didn't happen. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it in the penalties, and it was a big, big disappointment, as you can imagine. A club like Orlando Pirates, at least we wanted the last season to have the opportunity to go to the group stage, to really taste the Champions League, to get the experience there together. Myself as a coach, it's something new for me, it's a new competition, and I really want to find myself in those group stages, in those big knockout games, and test ourselves. We proudly carrying this start here in my chest for a reason. For our fans, Champions League is something special. And like you said, for South African football, I think a team like Pirates performing in the continent, it's something that is going to make us feel very, very proud.
As we conclude this BBK and Black podcast with my colleagues, as they are the coaches, it's the Betway Premiership. There was a man called Ruud Krol who was there on your seat and wore that badge with pride. He won the MTN 8. He won the Nedbank Cup. He finished second as well. In his third season, he won the league, not just the league, but the treble. Is this going to be a case of that time lucky for Jose and Orlando Pirates in terms of winning the Premier Soccer League, the Betway Premiership?
I'll be more than happy to repeat the story, no doubt. It's our aim, like I said. I think we are preparing ourselves not with the intention to win 3, 4, or 5. Like I said before, we don't want to make any difference between the tournaments. We want to make sure that we are ready for each and every game. There's no reason to say this game is not for us or this game is too big. There's nothing. We have to really trust ourselves because we have all the conditions to make it possible. Then, again, this is a sport, it's a game. We're going to fight against teams that want the same than us. And from our side, what we can promise to our fans, to our people, to the Buccaneers, is that we're going to give our all one more time. And this time, we're going to make them proud.
Coach Jose, good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Good.
My name is Peter Musimane. You are listening to Sports Life with the legendary BBK.